This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. America's top diplomat is headed back to the Middle East amid fears the Israel-Hamas war could spiral into a bigger regional conflict. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
Immediately after the war began, the Biden administration was relieved about what seemed to be the low potential for a broader Mideast battle. Since then, there have been attacks and assassinations in the Red Sea, Lebanon, Iran, Iraq. So Secretary of State Antony Blinken leaves this weekend for a fourth Mideast visit since the war began 2.5 months ago, with stops from Israel, the West Bank, Turkey, and other nations.
We don't expect every conversation on this trip to be easy.
Spokesman Matthew Miller says the region's facing both tough issues and choices as the U.S. seeks to avoid a bigger war. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
The U.S. military carried out a retaliatory strike in Baghdad on Thursday that killed a militia leader it blames for recent attacks on U.S. personnel. Here's Major General Pat Ryder.
And finally, I can confirm that on January 4 at approximately 12 p.m. Iraq time, U.S. forces took necessary and proportionate action against Mushtaq Jawad Kazim al-Jawari, a.k.a. Abu Taqwa, who is a Harakat al-Najuba leader. Abu Taqwa was actively involved in planning and carrying out attacks against American personnel.
Police and militia sources said the rockets hit a vehicle inside the Najuba's headquarters and killed four people, including a local group commander and one of his aides. Health sources confirmed the death toll. The U.S. military has come under attack at least 100 times in Iraq and Syria since the Israel-Hamas war began in October, usually with a mix of rockets and one-way attack drones. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events 24 hours a day at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Global economic growth is projected to slow from an estimated 2.7% in 2023 to 2.4% in 2024, trending below the pre-pandemic growth rate of 3%, according to the United Nations World Economic Situation and Prospects 2024 report. VOA's Kim Lewis reports.
At the launch of the report today, Hantanu Mukherjee, director of the Economic Analysis and Policy Division, said there is a need for more investments to resuscitate growth, fight climate change, and accelerate progress towards the Sustainable Development Goals.
Across the world, inflation is expected to be at an average of 3.9% in 2024.
This latest forecast comes on the heels of global economic performance exceeding expectations in 2023. However, last year's stronger-than-expected GDP growth masked short-term risk and structural vulnerabilities. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
Two trains have collided on Indonesia's main island of Java, causing several carriages to buckle and overturn and killing at least three people. Officials say the accident happened near a train station in West Java's Bandung City. They say a train traveling from Surabaya, the capital of East Java province, hit a commuter train heading from the station. Police say at least three people were killed and several others were injured. Television video showed several carriages overturned or badly mangled and ambulances evacuating the injured. Train accidents are common on Indonesia's aging railroad network, especially at crossings. A terminally ill Connecticut woman has ended her life on her own terms in Vermont. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Linda Bluestein pushed for expanded access to Vermont's law that allows people who are terminally ill to receive lethal medication to end their lives in Vermont. The group Compassion and Choices filed a suit on Bluestein's behalf, challenging Vermont's residency requirement for assisted suicide. The state agreed to settle, allowing Bluestein, a Connecticut resident, to die in Vermont. Paul Bluestein called Linda's passing comfortable and peaceful, just like she wanted. Bluestein, who had terminal cancer, ended her life by taking prescribed medication. She expressed her happiness at ending her suffering. I'm Norman Hall.
Sudanese paramilitary leader General Mohamed Hamdan Dagalo says he is committed to a ceasefire to end the devastating war that has wrecked his country. But fighting continues, and there has been no progress on proposed peace talks between Dagalo and Sudan Military Chief General Abdel Fattah Burhan. Dagalo, the leader of the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces, said after a meeting with South African President Cyril Ramaphosa in Pretoria on Thursday that his forces had in, quote, unwavering commitment to cease hostilities. He didn't say if or when he would meet with Burhan after the warring generals agreed last month to a face-to-face meeting. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.